All right, praise God. One real quickie here I think you all need to hear. I'm sticking my neck out to present this to you, so pray for me. God bless you all, but you need to hear it. All right, and here we go. Hey, wait a minute. I'm on the wrong screen here on my soundboard. Here we go. Praise God. Praise God. So let me just go ahead and play this for you. This is something that surprisingly or kind of blew my mind. It was plopped into Twitter by a woman by the name of Liz Churchill. Anyway, how it managed to stay on Twitter for as long as it has, I do not know. It seems like, I don't know, I don't get it, but it seems to be embedded from another, you know, like a TikTok that's embedded in something, but I think that's how they got away with it. I don't know. But anyway, this is some super duper ultra top secret about Barry Sortoro. Okay? This is the Antichrist. Listen to this.
Well, there are pictures of Bush with his arm around 8-year-old Barack Obama because his stepdaddy, adopted daddy, Lolo Sotoro, had done a lifetime worth of business with the Bushes. Wow. Uncle George Herbert Walker, after whom George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush won president, was named, founded Halliburton in 1946 in Oklahoma. And Lolo Sotoro had been international executive vice president for Standard Oil.
There was talk of him being a CIA asset.
Well, yeah,
Indonesia.
See, he ran the death squads for the Indonesian army. On his own call, anyone could be assassinated. So when George Herbert Walker Bush became head of the CIA under the Ford administration, he just got with his old buddy in the oil business, Lolo Sotoro, and pulled off the hits. See, Barack's grandmother has been acknowledged as being the woman that operated the channels through which CIA money went to the Southwest Pacific. So she introduced her daughter, who had just had Barry, Barack, to Lolo Sotoro, and they got married, and Lolo Sotoro adopted Barack Obama. The name was changed to Barry Sotoro. Now, when he went to high school in Hawaii, I know about that high school. I almost sent my oldest son to it. I could afford it, but I didn't think he deserved it. 20 years ago, the tuition was $95,000 a year, not including room and board. When Obama went there, I've talked to two of his classmates. They independently state that the tuition, not including room and board, was $45,000. Now, Business Insider reports his income for 2017 at over $200 million net. That's after taxes, deductions, write-offs. For this last year, 2018, they've reported it as $570+ million, and that's after all deductions, tax, right? Trump doesn't make that debt. I mean, even some of the richest people in America don't make that. Why? Because when his stepdaddy died, he was one of the 10, 15 richest men on earth, and he left everything in a trust fund operated out of Indonesia, so the American government can't touch it. It makes Barack Obama one-third beneficiary for the assets of one of the 10, 15 richest men on earth. See, so we got a game run on us. So, you know that little thing that Bush W. does when he gets with Michelle, they giggle and he gives her candy? The inside thing, is that supposed to be the same kind of candy he used to give to her husband when he was 6, 7, 8 years old?
Barack Obama inherited money from the 15 most richest people in the entire world. Blood money. But, hey, you know, he is, after all, the Antichrist. God bless you all.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.